Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on writing briefly. This podcast forms part of a mini-series on business writing skills. Use short, simple words. Always try to use everyday English. Use short words because they will make your reader's task much easier. Of course, sometimes there won't be a simple word that quite fits, but 9 times out of 10 there will be. Long words will not impress your readers or help your writing style. Instead, they may make your document difficult to understand. Don't use "at this point in time" when you mean "now". Don't end a letter with "assuring you of our best attention at all times". It's meaningless. And don't use technical or specialised language unless you know that your reader will understand it. Always put your reader's interests first. Here are some examples of using short, simple words. Instead of saying "advise", say "tell". Instead of "at this point in time", use "now". Instead of "due to the fact that", say "because". Instead of "may we suggest that you", say "please". And instead of "I acknowledge receipt of", just say "I have received". As an exercise, I wonder if you can find some shorter and simpler ways of rewording a couple of these sentences. For example, "please let me know if I can be of assistance". "He fell down the stairs with the result that he broke his leg". "The committee was of the opinion that". "Your house is valued at". "A majority of those interviewed felt that". And "the mechanic will need to make an adjustment to the brake". Also, cut out repetition and waffle. See if you can delete the unnecessary words in some of these phrases. "For a period of", "turn the handle in a clockwise direction", "looking back in retrospect", "we will meet together to discuss", "work in partnership with". Cut out meaningless, vague, or all-purpose words and phrases. Make your reader's job easy by cutting out words and phrases that add nothing to the meaning. These include words and phrases such as "on the whole", "really", "basically", "particularly", "relatively", "several", "considerable", "various", "situation", "facility", "area", "basis", "field", "degree", "as such". All of these words convey nothing or very little in meaning. They are often perceived as boring, time-wasting, and vague. See if you can delete the meaningless words in the following couple of phrases. "Basically, their claim was totally unrealistic, and I am rather concerned that a considerable amount of time was spent on it". Or how about this one? "We are completely convinced that there are considerable benefits". Write in shorter sentences. Here are some interesting statistics. It is considered that if you have 27 words on average in a sentence, only 4% of people are likely to understand it on first reading. Whereas if you have an average of 17 words in a sentence, this increases to 75% of people likely to understand it on first reading. And finally, if we have a sentence with just 8 words, the percentage of people likely to understand it on first reading increases to 95%. Your average sentence should be about 15 to 20 words long, with no sentence running over 35 words. However, keep your writing flowing by mixing shorter and longer sentences. Express only one idea in each sentence. Long, complicated sentences often mean that you aren't clear about what you want to say. Shorter sentences are also better for conveying complex information because they break the information up into smaller, easier to process units. Finally, write short paragraphs. Long paragraphs discourage readers from even trying to understand your material. Short paragraphs are easier to read and understand. They provide an ideal way to open up your document and create more white space on the page. Vary the length of your paragraphs to make them more interesting, but don't let them contain more than 250 words or run to more than 10 or 12 lines. Each paragraph should deal with just one issue. There is nothing wrong with an occasional one-sentence paragraph. And here ends the podcast on writing briefly.